Gmail James Driscoll, learn to love me, learn to hate me. I am going to be a difficult client if you do not follow the rules of the world's order in rights for persons with disabilities. One message, realuphuman.net, Friday, March 2, 2018 at 12:19 a.m. to Stephen at GrewUp, hashtag chromobone dash the dot good, one bad makes all look bad, warning against deception and hypocrisy. Graves, Mr. Graves, this is your client James Martin Driscoll. I found your email address by defaults, unless your system has changed for special class reasons. That reason is discrimination. Considering the materials that I have on file for your first attempt, email address is located in the following folder, http://webdomains.grewup.net spelled GRUWUP.net. Great reasons as will unite peace, a site advisor cleared safe education, reference, sbcounty.gov/20graves%20-20phoenix%20community%20council/index of sbcounty.gov/wp.spounty.gov/stephen-graves/phoenix-community-counseling icon name last modified size description dir parent directory dir hashe-mail the 1st of March 2018 2310 dir trust binding the 1st of March 2018 203 What rules are in place must be modified to allow accommodations for email communications in my client case. That is required, and as far as interpreting the text of the matters, equality means there is no difference between me and any other person of our civil society as far as communications accessibility is concerned. You did not fully read this document, unless you are a Evelyn Woods speed reading dynamics master. You skimmed this document. There are key phrases that places this document of enable that disables your policy and must be respected. UN Program on Disability Working for Full Participation and Equality Guiding Principles of the Convention. There are 8 guiding principles that underlie the Convention and each one of its specific articles. A. Respect for inherent dignity, individual autonomy including the freedom to make one's own choices, and independence of persons. B. Non-discrimination. C. Full and effective participation and inclusion in society. D. Respect for difference and acceptance of persons with disabilities as part of human diversity and humanity. E. Equality of opportunity. F. Accessibility. G. Equality between men and women. H. Respect for the evolving capacities of children with disabilities and respect for the right of children with disabilities to preserve their identities. A. Respect for inherent dignity, individual autonomy including the freedom to make one's own choices, and independence of persons. Each person is entitled to make their own choices, and be assisted in doing so when necessary. Making choices here as an individual to equally be able to use email is a right that is being denied by your current policy. You are forcing a direction of difference as far as client considerations are concerned. My matters of reasons to utilize email is in high imperatives that truth of the world's view gets into your view before you can even attempt at mental wellness therapy counseling. To understand the platform foundation of this statement is to read the emails. I really am highly critical of your declaration to not be able to use technology-assisted tools to the spoken voice narratives of these emails. I have created these audio narrative files so that I can share the contents of my emails with my mother who is in the middle stages of macular degeneration. They are quite clear and efficient at the content delivery needed in my care. But you will reject that notion, so I will begin to read what I have that is cross-tweeted to the FBI. To verbally read at your request. It will show bias on your part of keeping this below average intelligence standard to be held against common decency. Content that I am sharing is CITEADVISOR cleared as safe to browse in the category of education, reference. And that, my dearest therapist, it might hurt a bit to realize what is needed here is some re-education of principles and to focus on the right priorities. So far, no one has stepped up to the plate and can be honest with me. That is not my fault but yours if that is the case, for there are no skeletons in my closet that I am sheltering and attempting a deceptive portrayal of life dynamics that has been in place against me for over 10 full years. It is now on to its 12th year. There is good news and bad news. I will begin there once more when I arrive for session on Tuesday, the 6th of March 2018. I also have an appointment with my higher intelligence interface doctor on the 7th that I will be taking this bridge of interface into account. See, full and effective participation and inclusion in society. There are different levels on which participation of persons with disabilities is addressed in the convention. 1. Participation is a guiding principle underlying the entire convention and its specific articles. 2. Ensuring the maximum participation in all activities of persons with disabilities is an obligation of the state and of the society. 3. Participation is a right which persons with disabilities have a legal right to claim. Why is participation important? Full participation in all aspects of society is important in order to empower individuals to fulfill their potentials as citizens and contributing members of their communities. F. Accessibility. The concept of accessibility is specifically addressed in Article 9, but it is also a guiding principle of the Convention. This convention marks the first time that accessibility is mentioned in an international human rights instrument, and it is defined within the convention in a highly comprehensive manner. It is not sufficient to only bestow rights to persons, but it is also necessary to ensure that persons can feasibly access and enjoy what is bestowed by these rights. Without access, rights are only theoretical. When thinking of accessibility, one often thinks of providing ramps to buildings for wheelchair users. However, accessibility goes much further than wheelchair ramps. Society must ensure access to things such as roads, public transportation systems, pedestrian signs, public facilities, schools, hospitals and clinics, housing, workplaces, information and communication, websites, telephone systems. When one stops to think about it, one begins to realize how much of society is inaccessible to significant portions of its members. The concept of accessibility as defined in the convention is part of the paradigm shift that the convention represents in the evolution of thinking of development and disability. Mr. Graves, many of the addressing of content in emails directed to your attention have been cc@enableitun.org. You, as an agent representative for a .gov governmental authority, must realize that I am catching winds of where I must, by any means necessary, supplant the truth of existence new standards of accessibility in communications. You have no other option but to comply and see my side of this equation. Once that is done, then without bias of corrupted heart of loyalty to deceptive practices can we continue to have care and treatment options. Otherwise, I want a new therapist and your email content will be filed for the various foundational arguments that I have formed as preliminary rebuilding trust equations that has failed. Failed not for lack of my trying to build better bridges for tomorrow working worlds. The failure comes from your insolence to keep and hold honesty truth in formation of client care services. You respect the wishes of the world I and this filing that is currently on the surface web in your name that will eventually be indexed and available from a Google search site gruup.net spelled gruup.net. Great reasons as will unite peace a site advisor cleared safe education, reference Stephen Graves. We can respectfully remove this content in great understandings made in time passing. The delay to that is yours and not mine. We are in a conflict of interests reconciliation binding that I have placed against you for corrective adaption of information technology theory that also must be respected. It is not appropriate to call me down, is not appropriate to track down your email address. It is not appropriate to withhold your email address to clients who have a legitimate case where email communications is my primary mode of communications worldly. That must be enabled and or written into policy procedures that addresses your concerns. I will seek out the email technology processing solutions that you could incorporate onto communication servers, if it was a written policy. But it is not a written policy, or if it is, I am challenging that policy to be just and moral as it is contrary to my basic human needs. You either see my side of this equation logically and with rational thinking, or we break apart from your insolence of some other kind of undisclosed factors that I do not accept as a condition oppressed upon me against my rights as a person with two separate major disabilities that have for all intensive purposes created self-coping methods to keep my sanity over these hidden agenda creations of an illusion. That illusion is already on record with a call recording with nurse practitioner Monica Flynn, and the call recording that was made is accessible by searching tweets on my Twitter account. That illusion that states that I am not a mentally aware person that is present and accounted for. That is a delusion of your construct. For I am a functioning human being with bipolar disorder. A goal point of therapy. I don't need therapy, I need advocacy. The delusion is on your side, not mine, to keep this status quo against me.